he's got going on, happy for his success. But, you know, I'm more so concerned about our offensive line and, you know, our performance.
Is this success something you could have foreseen?
Again, I'm more so concerned about, you know, our offensive line and what we got going on. I'd prefer not to sit here and talk about, you know, their running back. Like I said, he's a really good friend of mine. Loved him in college, loved blocking for him. He's a great person, you know, and he's doing really well, and I'm happy for him. But, you know, I don't want to sit here and answer questions about, you know, a running back when I play offensive line and I'm going to worry about their defense.
Taylor, coming out of your own film study from last week, where could you guys have been better with the run game?
I mean, you know, when we get out there, we just have to do what we're coached to do. You know, as a group, we need to hit our aiming points and use the technique we've worked on so hard in practice. You know, when you get out there in the game, you can't go rogue and do something crazy. So, you know, all correctable things, you know, but we obviously got to execute better.
Were there moments there where you felt like maybe some of the individuals went rogue, as you said?
You know, I'm watching the film, worry about myself. I'll let the, you know, Coach Prince worry about correcting the other individuals. That's not my job. And I'll let the other coaches worry about correcting, you know, their respective position groups. But, you know, there were things that I know that I could have done better, and I will do better in the future.
It's been a little while since you guys have had to kind of pick up and regroup after a loss. Mm-hmm. What have you guys learned from doing that this season, and what's helped you guys in the past to just kind of put it behind quickly and move forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one thing, it's one game, and, you know, we still control our own destiny. So, you know, that's one game that we hopefully can learn a lot from, we can improve from. And then, you know, after we watch the film study, know what we need to work on, move on to the next game. So, you know, focused on the Cowboys moving forward. Like I said, you know, it was a one-game thing, but, you know, us as a team, we still control our destiny moving forward.
One of the things that Jim has said all along is that you guys always just focus on the next one, but does that dynamic change a little bit as the pressure or as the games become fewer and there are the stakes are higher, so to speak?
I wouldn't necessarily say that because, yeah, I mean, you still have to take it one game at a time. If you look ahead to another game or look ahead to maybe what is going to happen in the future, you might lay an egg and on the game that you're currently on. So, you know, just try to focus on, you know, the task at hand, focus on each practice day by day, and, you know, go out there and try to get it done.
Dan, another after rookie, I forget his name, I'm sorry, who really showed up last week, was getting after the quarterback a lot. I think he's going against the right tackle a lot, but, you know, talk about
I mean, you know, undrafted first round guys, you know, it doesn't matter. They're all going to have good pass rushers. So, you know, I've learned that pretty quick in this league, you know, regardless of who you're playing. So, you know, it's literally just focus on our technique and what we do. We know the coaches are going to put us in a position to succeed. But at the same time, they have good players too. You know, they're professional athletes as well. So, you know, as with every week, it's going to be a challenge, and it's, you know, going to be a huge game on a big stage for us.
You've handled a lot of those challenges pretty well throughout your season. It seemed like Vernon gave you some real tests. What did you think of your individual performance and matchup with him?
You know, I thought I did a nice job. You know, like I said, they're professionals too, and, you know, very rarely are you going to win every single rep. But, yeah, you know, it was a challenge for me. I mean, you know, not faced a ton of guys yet in this league because I'm still young in my career. And but, yeah, he was definitely a really good player, a strong guy, good at disengaging on blocks. So, you know, you can't go out there and be intimidated by him. You got to go out there and go at him. So, you know, I'm confident in myself and what I can do. And, you know, it's my job to go out there and block those guys. So that's what we do as an offensive line. You know, we go out there and we block the guys we're supposed to.
Cheated and looked up the guy Davis, talk with David Irving, and then Randy Gregory might also play.
I was thinking
this.
I
couldn't remember it either, but Randy Gregory might also play this week. Just two guys there isn't a ton of film on. I mean, how do you prepare for something like that?
Again, it's just, you know, we do what we do. You know, you always want to try to get a little beat on what they're doing, but you don't want to change up your entire game or change up your techniques or anything you're doing just to manage, you know, a different style of rusher. You know, because the things that we teach here, they handle all that. You know, there might be a little something here or there. It's just a little bit different, but, you know, for the most part, like I said, we do what we do, and, you know, it shouldn't make a difference.
Do
Yeah, I'm sure you saw the Irving performance. So is there anything special about him? Is he a speed rusher? Is he a power guy? Combination? And what is he as a player?
I mean, you know, obviously he's a guy that's, you know, like you said, undrafted coming in. So I'm sure he thinks he's, you know, got a lot of proof. He's probably got a chip on his shoulder and plays really hard. So, you know, you see that every week. You see guys that are playing hard off the edge, that are relentless trying to get to your quarterback. And, you know, we just have to do our job as a line and protect.
Do you feel like Theo Riddick brings to the running game when he's able to be out there? It's kind of a little different than another running back.
That's probably not the best question for me because I don't know much about running back. You know, obviously Theo is a dynamic playmaker. He does a lot of things really well, but we have, you know, other guys that do things well also. And, you know, that's not necessarily my job to worry about, you know, who does what the best at the running back position, because the coaches will put in the guys who they think should be in there.
This isn't exactly about Elliott, but is there anything you can, like, provide knowledge about his running style or anything that might help influence or you guys are just talking to? I know they have their own, you know, coaches going to the scouting department. Is there any insight that you can give your own teammates about that?
I mean, I think everything you need to know you can see on film, you know. The guy's, like I said, he's a great player. You know, he's having a lot of success. And, you know, he's got a great line in front of him. So, you know, their coaches will handle that and tell them what to do for that. You know, again, I know it's like a broken record, but I'm more so worried about the defense I'm playing against than, you know, some running back on another team. Yeah.
The Cowboys defense is top ranked right now in defending the run. I know you guys probably haven't gotten too deep into film study yet.
Correct.
This week.
Yeah.
But what is it that they do so well? What kind of challenge do they bring?
Like you said, we haven't got so you know, super deep into it. You know, I know them as a team. You know, they're a solid team across the board, offense, defense, special teams. So, you know, once we get more into our study, you know, I'll know more about that. But, you know, obviously you have good players that execute their techniques properly. You know, from my base knowledge so far, like I said, I haven't dove too deep into it. You know, they're not doing anything crazy, anything exotic that's, you know, wild. They're just good football players who are good at what they do.
What do you do when you go from a week where it was challenging to get the run game going and then you're going into a team that's the best at defending the run? How do you, you know, what's said between you guys? How do you make that transition into that next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to focus on, you know, the things that did and didn't go well in the past game and try to, you know, build upon the things that did go well or make the things that weren't so good better. So, you know, again, just execute our techniques, you know, run the plays that we're supposed to run the plays how they're supposed to be run, and, you know, we should have success if we execute properly.